Good morning, Perk. How are you today?
Kent, I'm doing wonderful. Good to be on WCFX again.
And you know what? You have big hockey happening this weekend. You've had a great regular season playoff run going now, and the Bulldogs ranked number 2 in the nation in college hockey. That's awesome.
It's been a fantastic season. We've had some outstanding support and drawn more support from outlying areas, a little bit like Mount Pleasant, et cetera. And hockey's on the move, and we're just excited to be able to host this second-round playoff game this weekend against Bowling Green Falcons.
Now, we've got such a huge youth hockey following around here. There's got to be some of those kids who are excited to come see, you know, the next level from you move to youth to high school, and then eventually, hopefully, a lot of these kids want to move on and play a little college hockey sometime. So you've got it for them this weekend.
Well, we've got some outstanding college hockey, some of the best in the nation in the CCHA, and you're right. There, I see people from Mount Pleasant over in our Ava Glaben Ice Arena all the time, whether it be youth hockey or even high school hockey, et cetera. But this is all about the college game this particular weekend, and we're just excited if we can. It's a best 2 out of 3, and Bowling Green's coming in. And we're the number 1 seed in the CCHA by virtue of our regular season championship. We're number 2 in the country. It had been number 1 for the first time in our school's history for a 2-week period of time. And we've had a week off, and we're anxious to play again. And we would like to invite any and all hockey fans, particularly in the Mount Pleasant and your listening area, to come on over Friday, Saturday night in Big Rapids when we play Bowling Green at 7 p.m.
It's going to be a great night of hockey. You said it's 2 out of 3, so you know college hockey, when they get to the playoffs like this, 2 out of 3, whoever wins 2 games moves on. So there may be a Sunday game, but you're hoping there's not. You're hoping there's a Friday, Saturday, and then done, 2 and move.
Well, we hope so. If there isn't a Sunday game, we hope it's that we put 2 away and we're moving on. And moving on for us would mean, or whoever wins this best 2 out of 3, and certainly we're planning on it and hoping that it'd be the Bulldogs, is we would go to Joe Louis Arena and be one of the final 4 teams in the CCHA playoffs, and we'd go down to Joe Louis Arena on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of March. And we're looking to be one of those teams and see if we can get down there and win the CCHA playoff championship and then move on to the NCAA tournament.
Got to get by Bowling Green this weekend first, though. Ticket information for anybody who wants tickets. The games you get in are, the for sure games are Friday and Saturday, both night games at 7 o'clock.
That's correct. Both games are at 7 o'clock. You can get them in a couple of different ways, and we would certainly encourage anybody who has interest, and we've got a number of various ticket packages from youth in groups, et cetera, from $6 up to $8 at a group rate. But call the Ferris State Hockey box office at 231-591-2888. That's 231-591-2888. Or log on to ferrisstatebulldogs.com, and you can pick up all the information there as well.
So what are some of the other teams that are playing in the CCHA playoffs this weekend?
Well, you've got Notre Dame is going to go to Ann Arbor and play a best 2 out of 3 against the Wolverines. The Michigan State Spartans are still alive, and they're traveling to Miami of Ohio to play a best 2 out of 3. And then Lake Superior will travel to Western Michigan and play a best 2 out of 3. And then, of course, Bowling Green at Ferris State, and thus you have the 4 second-round games, and 4 winners will converge on Joe Louis Arena over St. Paddy's weekend and battle for the CCHA Mason Cup.
Ferris State University Bulldog hockey this weekend. Bowling Green, the opponent. Got to take 2 of 3 to move on. You're feeling pretty good about the team, I assume. Pretty awesome season you've had so far.
Oh, it's been an outstanding season. I tell you what, I've got a new appreciation for hockey athletes and anyone who plays hockey from mites and juniors all the way on up to the collegiate level into the pros. And our guys have worked extremely hard. They're still hungry. We don't want to stop at a regular season championship. We've had the week off, and that's been good to get healthy and get through some illnesses. And I know our guys, I was just in the ice arena watching them practice, and they're chomping at the bit to get out and play. And we know we're going to be playing a team in Bowling Green who won a 2 out of 3 at Northern Michigan. So Bowling Green had to play last weekend. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And they're going to come in here looking to knock us off, and it should be exciting hockey, should be great hockey, and we hope to see some people from Mount Pleasant on over in Big Rapids Friday and Saturday night.
Absolutely, and bring the family. You know, like we said, there's such a big youth hockey movement over here in Mount Pleasant. Kids love to come see it.
Hey, Ken, I would like to say again, just to emphasize, there's a ticket price in here for anyone and everyone. There's the general public reserve seats are $13, but we're all the way down to $6 for K-12. We've got a dog pound package. We're on spring break, so we've got some available seats in our student section, which we call the Dog Pound. So anybody K through 12, you can buy a $6 ticket. You'll get a couple of Thunder Sticks, and you'll get a coupon for some discount off at the concession stand on Friday night. And I think on Saturday we're handing out team photos as well as cowbells. So anybody that shows up Friday or Saturday and buys one of the Dog Pound packages, provided they're still available, we'll have a great experience. So there's a couple different rates and a group rate, 20 or more, it's $8 a piece. So come one, come all, and see some great college hockey.
Let's fill it up and make it loud this weekend over at Fair State University. Athletic Director Perk Weisenberger, thanks for being with the Breakfast Flakes this morning.
Kent, as always, good to be on, and good luck to you guys as well, and we hope to see some folks over on Friday, Saturday.